So the Labateans started as navigators and pilots, if you like, for this precious cargo, went on to be full service providers, and then thought, well, why don't we trade it ourselves directly? Pretty soon, they were monopolists of the incense trade, the emperors of aromatics.
But a civilization here was inconceivable without the one thing more precious than frankincense: water. The Nabataeans engineered cisterns to trap the rains which came in winter, and their desert hydraulics made this place not so much rose red as bright green. A garden city of fountains, swimming pools, groves, and orchards. And the water which made all that possible also made it possible to feed a city of 30,000 people, many of whom were immigrants from all over the region. There were Egyptians and Syrians and Judeans and Greeks and Romans, and they were all coming to Petra to enjoy what the Persians called a paradisa, a pleasure resort, a little bit of heaven on earth.